This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn Classical head football coach Brian Vaughn. Brian, welcome.
How are you doing today?
I am fine, and you guys are coming off a win on Saturday at Manning Field against Central, a team out of Rhode Island, not the one up in the Lawrence area. But, Brian, it was an overtime 28-26 win, so let's get right to it. Give me a note or two out of this game or how the overtime played out.
I just think it was great for our guys to play in a game like that early in the season. To win an overtime game, it's always a good thing because you're playing those extra minutes. And it's a fight to the end. It's truly a fight to the end. You know, it came down to the last play of the game. So I'm happy that our guys were fortunate enough to come out with a W. It was a great game. Both sides, both teams played really hard. We jumped out early on them 14-0 in the first quarter, and then they battled back to tie it up. They were a fast team, big up front, athletic everywhere. They had athletes everywhere, including the quarterback, who we had a hard time stopping on their quarterback design runs. And like I said, we were fortunate enough to come out with a win, and happy for our guys. You know, they played really hard.
How did the overtime scoring play out?
Well, they actually scored with 5 seconds left in regulation. On a 25-yard corner post route on us. Excellent call by their coaching staff. It got us to tie the game, and they were going for the extra point. Our sophomore starting corner, obviously we called, field goal block. Our sophomore starting corner, Julius Patterson, blocked the extra point. They keep it tied and sent us to overtime, which was great. Then we got the ball. Brian hit John Nasky for like an 8-yard out, put us at the 2. And then we ran a quarterback run play for Brian, and Brian scored and punched it, gave us the lead. And then we hit John on a pass play for the 2-point conversion to go up 8. Then we played some defense. First play, they had some speed. First play, kid gets to the perimeter. He walks in the end zone, and then they go for the 2-point conversion, and our DB had a deflection at the end to win the game for us. Our safety, Brian Booth, had a big deflection.
All right, Brian, you mentioned Brian Vaughn Jr., your son. I mean, it's remarkable that he's back in the lineup and playing. So give our listeners that story and how that came about. I know he's been working hard to recover from an injury, but it's great to have him playing.
Yeah, Brian's come a long way. Most people know, he had a really, really serious injury. They weren't sure if he was going to be able to not just run but walk normal again. He had two major surgeries with that, one on his knee and one to repair the nerve damage that's in his foot, because he had a dropped foot because of the nerve damage. He's come a long way. He actually has rehab today. He still goes to rehab 3 days a week. He has rehab today to only be with us for the first hour of practice. and to see him out there and running around and making plays, it was great seeing that. He extended some plays on third and long to pick up the first down with regards to, scrambling a little bit and finding the open guy. And to see that he's able to do that after, take my coaching cap off of my father cap on, when we were sitting in there with the doctors at Mass General, they were questioning if there was a possibility that he wouldn't even be able to run or walk normal again. So to see him do that on Saturday night, it's just, I really don't know what else to say. It's remarkable.
No, I was very surprised to see that in Joey Barrett's story in the item today, because, like we have talked about in the past, what a long recovery and road he had, but he did it.
He still has a long way to go.
Yeah.
He still has a long way to go.
All right. One other. Speaking of Joey Barrett's story, they have a photo of, hopefully I'm pronouncing his name right, Tyron Hone, who got over 100 yards rushing. Maybe tell me about him and correct my pronunciation for me.
Yeah, you said it right. Okay. Tyron is Tyron. Tyron's a great kid. He's entering his sophomore year at running back for us. You know, he started for us after an injury to our one of our running backs last year in week 3 or week 4. I'm not sure. Yeah, I believe week 3. And he's been doing everything that we asked and working hard. And you know, he had a great off season, running track, lifting, and getting bigger, stronger, and faster. And you know, we're gonna count on Tyron a lot this season. So you know, he's a kid that you know we know that's always gonna be there, ready to go, ready to rock and roll every game. And you know, we love that Tyron's on our team and we're not coaching against them.
Absolutely. Hey, so Coach, any other note that you want to share with us, a player note or anything else about Saturday's opener against Central?
Yeah, like I said, it was just a good game. Two teams that fought really hard. You know, I can't say enough about Central. You know, just battling back down 14-0, and then you know, just being so you know, battling to the end, and you know, they you know, with less than 2 minutes left, they drove 80 yards and scored. You can't, you know, a huge shout out to their coaches, staff, and their kids, and you know. And then also, you know, I want to give a huge shout out to our kids because, you know, when they scored at the end, we could have just, you know, packed it in, but our guys stepped up and had the big extra point block, and then we scored in overtime. So it was a great game. I think it was a great way to start our season. Obviously, you know, you always like to win games that aren't as stressful as a coach, but I think it's going to benefit us in the long run that we played in a game like that.
Well, you might feel better today as a result of all of that, for sure.
Not yet.
is there a story behind how you scheduled Central out of Rhode Island? Because obviously...
There's nothing crazy about it. It was just, you know, I was looking for a week one. They were looking for a week one. And you know, just the way the schedules are set up, a lot of people have their week one, you know, so especially, you know, with leagues plays and all that. So it was nothing crazy. You know, I saw that they were looking for a week one. We got in contact with each other and from there we got it going.
All right. I'm going to come to the end of my questioning here, but tell me about Peabody and that game coming up Friday night up in Peabody. How do you see that? And what is your take on the Tanners here in 2023?
They got another juggernaut. You know, I know Mark. Me and Mark go way back to high school. We played together in the Shriners. We're good friends. You know, he does an outstanding job there. Coach Ben Clark does an outstanding job there, getting the guys ready to rock and roll every Friday night. You know, we got a huge test in front of us. You know, they got a really excellent defense. Guys are fast, strong. They got some size up front, and you know, obviously they lost Lynch, but you know, from what I watched on film, they're still rocking and rolling on offense with the things that they want to do. But you know, PBD presents a challenge for us, but you know, we'll prepare our guys and you know, see how it goes on Friday night.
Let me ask you this last question, Brian, and that would be, if you looked at the matchup with Peabody and you looked at your strength as a team and then you looked at their strength of the team as a team or on their team, what would that be for each team?
I think for the most part, Peabody has, I mean, from what I see, you know, they have the full package. They have athletes, they have size up front, they're fast on defense. Their line is big and strong, and it looks like they know what they're doing. So, you know, I think that's a really good football team over there. I think they're going to have a really good season this year.
All right, Coach Vaughn, thank you so much for your time. It's great that Brian Vaughn Jr. is in the lineup here for 2023, and we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you on Friday night up in Peabody.
Yeah, always a pleasure seeing you, and it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, take care. Thanks, Brian. Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School here on MSO, newsports.com.